país, como tal, é difícil. Trae mais ticho que lixo. Es normal. And the taste is, we left off in the Damasco Shemotich Islands. Shemotich Islands son words que me he avisado en el mundo. Somebody says that a cot nectane cannot be in the yabin, cannot be in this yabin. The cotton cannot be in the yabin because maybe when she goes out, when she comes to Godel, will turn out to be a source, and there is no yidden by source. And a tane cannot be in this yabin, even when she grows up, she'll turn out to be an islandess. And an islandess, there is no zik. So it's a miser of his yisach, shall you look at it? But the rabbonim say that rov ktanim, when they grow up, don't turn out to be soisim. And rov ktanis, when they grow up, don't turn out to be islandess. So you don't have to be chesish for them. But Aramea is chesish for them. Shemotim tzalim. Din tim tzalei ma, di siyav ni mo nefshech, di mayer si du shiochif toes, ki itnam vichulon shenim tzu ayrenes, tzu viseya mitoes, mishim lahabe tzu raseo. In other words, the spok is the first dish that you want is, the spok noshim, petris is tzu viseyen, bitzor is tzu viseyen, minachlitze min ayim. So in other words, if Ruben, let's say, one hour of it is born for a rice, let's say, if Ruben, let's say, Ruben and Osha, they are brothers. Ruben and Osha are brothers. And Ruben married his niece, Sora Masosha. He was allowed to marry his niece. So he married, Ruben married Sora Masosha. So about Sosha. And he married, 1 second, please, don't take that word with me, please. And he has another wife. And then Reuben died. So naturally, Osher cannot be Miyabi, his daughter. She's an elderly. So the halacha is not only that there is no Zikeli Gabe Sorach, who is the daughter of Osher, but there is no Zike Ligabe the Tzor, the other wife. The other wife, let's say Reuben, he has two wives. One wife is Sorach, and the other wife is Rochel, let's say. And then, so when Reuben dies, so not only Sorach, he has no Zike, naturally Sorach is an elder, but even Rochel, the Tzor, is also part of Nachlitz and Ayin. So, the Mora says, the Mishnah says, V'chulon shenim tzu ayrenes, so we say in the Torahs, but suppose, when Reuben dies, so it turns out that Sorach was an ayrenes, so Mele, Reuben can be miyabim Rochel. Why? Because she's not Itzore. Rochel is not Itzore of Sorach. Because since she turned out to be an ironist, at the time when he married her, he didn't know. So it's Dushitoes. So Dushitoes. So Mele is not Itzore. So then we see that when one marries a woman and he doesn't know she's an ironist, and then she turns out to be an ironist, it's Dushitoes. So Mele. So how does Rameya say? Because maybe when she goes up, she'll turn out to be an islandess. So what? Even if she turns out to be an islandess. So an islandess, there is no din of zike. But she's not an ishisach. She's not an ishisach. She's just ishamu teresle. So what's the sakone? I mean, even if it turns out to be an islandess. Yes.
Why is she not an Ishisach?
Because she was never Mikodeshes, you know, Dushin Toys.
Oh, why?
She died.
Why? Because
she died. Because, had he known she's an idolatress, he wouldn't have known.
The whole Kiddush is a no.
That's right. Shematim sagt, wie dem mit die Siam und Monefscher, die Meilen ist sie, habe ich durch die Ochi, die Teus, geht die Knaam, die Chumisch im Zeil, die Sorge ist mit Teus, die Schlafe zu uns haben, die Tiere zu haben getan. Die Ochi Eire, wie die Kibu alle die Ochi. In other words, suppose at a time when he married her, in Ochi Name, if he's not the Kabul upon himself, so then Rabbi will be made again, he's the enemies. Because if she'll turn out to be an idolatress and she toys, but here I bring the case where the time when he married her, when the deceased brother married her, so he stipulated, even if you turn out, okay, please.
Please.
So then, at the time when he married her, so he stipulated that even if she turns out to be an idolatress, he still wants to be Mikadisha. So it's not Bishatot. The Chaygabne Mishana Dodit Ben Seir Omer, Vein La'arach Kanis, Vein Teina Arot, Kotten Amai Chashino Nishamon Tzesor, Vinit Dikei Yimei Nisei Kifo, So there are certain simonim which can take place only at puberty. So you couldn't check it, you know, when he's a couple. But certain things, so Tesis assumes that you can check it even when he's a child. So the tenets, no, even these things. You couldn't tell unless he's gone. So the Ishlima, the less Abdika, you call it. Alright. Now, what did Mora say? That it's a Miute Vishriach. Because Mora asked for a Tinekes Basheimo to see the Mide is a Miute Vishriach. So even the Mea should be Vishriach. So Mora says it is a Miute Vishriach. And why is it a Miute Vishriach? Because the Mora mentions three cases where it happened. So the fact that it happened three times, so is enough to consider it in Yudel Shrek. So, why? Honam Yudel Shrek, Tanya Omer Abyeitzi Maiset Bein Bul, Bein Bilu Okeinem Limo, Voma Rebbe Maiset Bein Shorin, Bein Bilu Okeinem Limo, Voma Abyeitzi Maiset Bein Pudise, Bein Bilu Okeinem Limo. So the Bishleime, Bein Bilu Okeinem Limo, so what's the Raya? That she saw down, maybe they were table her because she came in contact with the mother and the mother was a needle. So maybe when a needle touches another person, so he also replies to it. So Tina says, no, they won't model her because she touched the mother. So what's my sex? Every time a woman gives birth, so the child is also dummy. And so why do you say my sex? That was something unusual. So apparently they were not there because of her own tummy, not because of the quiet tummy, because she came in contact. In Kei Nayashino, Kogol is not me. Und du fehlig hat Kano, im Prieres, die Koma, aber der Chalo, die machen los, die Kei in Kotten. In other words, Chalas Chutzloret is Mutter mit me. Chalas Alt Israel is also mit me. Every kind of time. But Chalas Chutzloret is Mutter mit me, but it's a Tome Mess. So a Tome Mess, Ken is allowed to eat Trumas Chutzlores, Chalas Chutzlores. But there is one type of Tomei that is also to eat Chalas Chutzlores, or Trumas Chutzlores. That's a Tomei of a Tuma Hayetza Migufe. That's a Zav, or a Nido. Tuma Hayetza Migufe is a Tomei. What is it? So, Tuma So he's not allowed to eat even Trumas Choslaret. So Mora says, what should we do with Chalas Choslaret? Who can eat it? Who can eat it? So we have to look for the cotton who did not see, who is so young that he did not see carriers yet. See carriers yet. So he says, Ufeirik at Kamo, the Komaga, the Chalo, the Machlosi, the King Cotton. He doesn't mean King Cotton before Bar Mitzvah. It means King Cotton, a young child who has not seen carriers yet. Even if he is Bar Mitzvah, but if he didn't see carriers yet, so then he can eat his tummy, all kinds of tummies, but not tuma yetzim gufei. Or if he is, let's say, 9 years old, and he did see carry, so then he cannot eat chalasum.
So what if he's seen carry? He keep telling us that.
One second. So he says, so the same thing can be eaten, but then it involves the whole hardship. He has to go to feel it. But if you give it to a cotton, a child who hasn't seen carry, so you don't have to make sure that he goes to feel it. But he just says, Alright. So the Gemara says, Hai name miltin. Aber miltin mi shreach mi shmoes leo name. So the Gemara says, Nami di shreachu. Nitani oma gad yese maize bein bul bein bilu okeinam limo. Vi oma rebe maize mi shiore mi bilu okeinam limo. Vi oma gad yese maize mi bil pudise mi bilu okeinam limo. Vi shri mi der abyeze u der rebe mi shum tumas arz Yisroel. So Mele Tome is not allowed to eat Truma. And even with, he's not allowed in Eretz Yisrael. Truma is Eretz Yisrael. Elo, the Rav Yosef Lomoli, but Rav Yosef was in Bobel, and Truma's Chutz Loretz is Mitor Teres Litmeim, except if somebody is a Tome of a Tuma, it's Migufe. El Rav Yosef Lomoli, Roma Shmuel, and Truma's Chutz Loretz, it's Migufe, it's Migufe. So even if somebody is tome, a tume that is eats migufe, so he's not allowed to eat from us from Florets. But to touch Trumas from Florets, he's allowed. So what's the problem with that baby? Avamigule, omamazutolinitzriche, eloniseicho shemen shel trumo. The Tanya, in other words, because Sikha is Kisiye, so Mele, if a baby, let's say, is Tome, is Tmeo, in Tuma Yitze Migufe, she's so Tamide, so she's Tmeo, in Tumo Hayitze is Migufe, she's allowed to touch Thomas Huslaret, but she's not allowed to eat and drink Thomas Huslaret. And suppose you want to anoint her with Trumas Chutzloretz, so then she has to go to Tfilah first. So that was the Maise in Bovel that they were, because they had to use Shemen Shel Trumas Chutzloretz in anointing her in Siche. So she had to go to Tfilah. So Elu Yisicha Mazun Yitzchot Zer Shemen Shel Trumo Yitan Lechalu Eskotchit Me Yisrael Asher Yavimu Ladi Shem. The rabbi says, "As soch ves, as she says, normally, see the achille. It's a general aloche. We need a special zelz hakoso." The rabbi says, "As soch kishe se." So how do we know the tziris kishe from the posik in the Torah? From the posik in the Torah of the chalves kochim Yisrael asher yogimu ladishem. The rabbi says, "As soch ves, as she says." Now let's hear Rashi. The Sikh Hashem Shal Trumo, the Sikh Kahile, who Achille came to my school for the Saronido, the Tanya, the Sikh Kahile, the Lihalu, the Parshas, Azoras, it's Nemeya, Azoras name, the Trumoxid, לרבי זה הסוף בכלל בקוצ'ים ליחל, עד אשר ייתור שיהיה בכל האכילה, how do you know שיהיה בכל האכילה, תכסי במייס השני ואכל תומס ולגון חו, תראוי שחו, and תראוי שיש וין, that's a משקה, so תראוי שחמו וקור לאכילה, so we learn it out from the posik ליחלו, that תראוי שכשיהיה, and then the Gemara says, V'poyisim im hochem, V'atovei kamayim v'kirbei, U'cheshemem v'atzmeizot. That's a possible deal. So, the Gemara says, Yochem idom ame, so I only discussing it ame. Because it's cheshishun yudin. Okay, so it could happen it's by a child of ours too, not only in discussing. So, he should also be in it ame.
An infant,
yeah.
1 year old?
Yeah. So the Gemara says, no, if it happens, it doesn't happen. But if it does happen, usually. But if it does happen, so will be on God. But they don't recognize the aloha that the infant is mitame. So mele, they will not mention it. So there might be a mirch. So the Gemara says, Yochel don ha'anam, so the Gemara says, ha'anam, the Lashem Yisho, Be'isho. So from the extra above, we learn how it. That even a dinekes basyema is nitame to masnide. Bechazien mifreshelu the gozrabon. Inu do idara shemisha miisha. Bechazien mifreshelu gozrabo
rabon.
Alright. So the doname, yoche the chayish limute. The chayish limute, the doname lit me kule marisoson. Isha biisha le rabbe istano kineforesh. Mifreshelu mimaga kochim. Yeah, Martesia says the Kashesh. See a Bihachil, Vin Tema, Beferico Eberete, Gabachele, Blomoli, Kol Nefesh, the Rabbi Shise. So why do we have to need a special because apostle? Gabachele, that Kol Nefesh, the Rabbi Shise, but there is a general aloha of Sirach, that we learn out from Bachal Thomas of the Gonkot, the Roish of Yitzorech. So, Yish Lema, the Ashminon, the Chilek, the Hutach, Shmeichim. But there's another Allah. In other words, that if you look refined, Chilek is naturally solid. But every, that's a well-known principle in science, that every substance can be turned into three states, gases, liquid, or solid. So even some substances are naturally solid, some substances are naturally liquid, some substances are naturally gases. But the substance that is naturally gas can be converted into a liquid and to a solid by changing the pressure and the temperature. So mele, chileb is naturally solid. But if you change the pressure and the temperature, it can be liquefied. So if not for the exegesis of Kosov, I would say, chileb that is naturally solid, so it's only osel when it's in its natural state. But suppose you artificially liquefy it, then it's not osel. So this is the Xerzakos. Mishnah Shmi Lechere, Mutash Shmi Lechere. Now, here it's something very strange. The Gemara learns out from the Pesuk in the Torah, the Chau Eskotchi Bin Yisroel. The Chau Eskotchi Bin Yisroel, Asher Yogim Ula Dishem, Lirabeis, Es Asoch Ves Asheis. Es Asoch Kisheis. Asoch Kisheis. So it's a posik, it's Roshe. From the posik in the Torah, then he says, V'poi seine, mihoche, v'atovi, kamayim, v'kirbi, v'cheshenem basmeisa. V'cheshenem basmeisa. That's a posik in Tilly, Kuftes. He doesn't talk about Yisurim. There he talks, David talks about the Roshe, who is trying to destroy the Jewish people. And he says, Batobe, Ka Shemen, V'atomi kamayim v'kiyote v'chashemen v'asmeiso. So as Rashi says, as Rashi says, one second, please don't interrupt me. Please don't interrupt me. V'atomi kamayim v'klore gabi roshiko. So all right. So why do we have to resort to the droshe, which is an asmachte from Tilim, when there is a droshe from the posik in the Torah? That's the discussion. Vin tema in kore ma'ise in atere v'hoda ma'ise asmachte v'feret kabak. The feret kabak kivet nam the siche v'ima kipur moser afal gavshin raya lidovo zeicha lidovo. So how do we know that this droshe is an asmachte? Because the Gemara itself says, the Mishnah itself says, Afal Gavshin Raili Dovo, the Tzicha is Kisiyeh, Zeicha Lidovo. So it's only Zeicha. In other words, it's not a real drosh. But the Posit from the Torah, that's a real drosh. Shenema, but Zeicha Dovo, Shenema, Tore Kamayim Bikyeh, Rimla Rav Netam, Likholu Lichalu Nama Asmach, that Lichalu is also an Asmach. So from this passage, we learn out another aloha that there is a chiyuv of nisi b'nei shamayim for tevel, or we fail to come at this vochim midrash l'drosh achrite, or midraise, so this is an asmachte, or midraise l'have soch kishes, v'chein l'inye makipur, v'teida den chayomim kores aloich, or v'sheise b'ovat. In other words, that if Sicha is Kisiyeh Drosh and Mure, now if somebody drinks and Kippur, it's five chores, but if somebody is Socha and Kippur, it's even a Nisa. Machlech is a shame, whether it's a Nisa the Raise or a Nisa Rabbah. Some Rishayim say it's only Nisa Rabbah, and some Rishayim say it's Nisa the Raise, it's only Nisa Rese. There's no Malkes, there's no chores. If this Drosh of Sicha Kisiyeh would be Drosh and Mure, so it should be five chores too. From this days, it's Mashma. The taste is holds like the Rishayim, that the Shor Nuyin Marosam Raisi. Because Taisa says, V'teta den Chayot Mukores Aleichu V'sheishu Dovat, if Taisa Shita had been, that it's only Osam the Rabbonon, so then Taisa should say, V'teta den Osam the Raisi, Elo Achille Lusie, it's a deal. Yom Anam Fer Basel Yume, Mishi Yesh Nechtotim Bereishi, Soch Gidarti Bine Cheshish. Now, so in other words, Ligabe, the Shor Nuyim, there are all kinds of appearance. Let's say, a Chayo, a Hildes, is tenuous as Ambar, is allowed to wear shoes on a Kippah. Within the 30 days, as that the bread. It's not Pekach Nefesh. Why should it be allowed? So, some of the Shemin mentioned the Raya, and let's say, if somebody has a certain market, so in his head, or goof, so he can be soft. It's not a Pekach Nefesh. It's not it's uncomfortable. So, some of the Shemi mentioned a Raya, that the Shomer Nuyim are only Osam Drabon. What is the Raya? So only Pekach Nefesh can be. And then the Ramban says, in regard to this, in regard to Meloch and Chalamei, there is also Mako Yishen, but there's the Drabon, the Raya. So some of the Shemim say, how could it be Osama the Raise? Why are they appearing? Tzehameyed, the Mahavud, if it's the Raise, why should it be appearing? So the Ramban says as a club, there are many Isurim, that the Torah was Mesa to the Chacham. So the other Inuim, the Torah was Mesa to the Chacham. In other words, when the Torah says, the Amos Mephisechem, so it includes not only Inu from Achir Yusie, but also Inu from the Shomenuim. But the Shomenuim, the Torah was Mesa the Chacham. So, Samamele, but if it had been Mamesh, Sie, and Chayiv Kores, so the Torah wouldn't be Mesa the Chacham. The only certain Isurim that the Torah was Mesa the Chacham. Meiseh. Submitted it to the Chacham. Like the Yisrael, Meloch and Chalamet. The Torah didn't specify what melachas are. But the Torah said that there is a din of tishbeis of mikra kodesh to be shedes from melacha.
It's the arisa, but the chum clarified what is the
melacha. Determine the scope of the melacha. You see, these are melacha on Shabbos. These are melacha on Yomtev. So we have those akosu. Akosu lametes melachas. But the isa melacha on chalameit. So the Torah submitted it to the chacham to determine what melacha is also. And under what circumstances it does that.
So what defines what defines Rabban and what defines the Raisa? In other words, is it the Raisa which is defined by Rabban?
That's why the Chachom, the Torah authorized the Chachom to determine the scope of melochas that are also on Chalmeh. And the same thing, the Torah authorized the Chachom to determine under what circumstances Sichem as a Santo, you know, should be Oser, and under what circumstances should be Muta. So the Chachom said by Chayov, so as a Santo is Muta, Mishish Lechot in the Reishi, Sichem is Muta, but if it had been Sir Mamesh, then it would be Oser under all circumstances, except in case of Pigaf Nefesh, like all others in the Torah. אבל שיחו של שומן חזיר ושל חירב אישר סבתם שיגיע נדע כול that even on the Rabbon of it that שיחו is כשיה so it's only שיח השם but שיח of other things is not כשיה ופרי כל שום המניע חירב של שירה נסגור גבי מה כוסי פוטר אבל לא עושה ומשום לא עושה בנדויה משמע, only חילף של שירה ניסקו, ושיש הניסקו יוסה בנויה, so you cannot use it for שיחה, because you're בנויה. But other חילף, not חילף של שירה ניסקו, other חילף, חילף is also the ניסה קורס, so it's מוטה בשיחה. But, the problem is, so in other words, so, אבל מי שיוס בנויה, משמע, אבל חילף די על עלמה, אפילו איסור אלה so there is no Isa, but Shibos and the Rabbanon. So we see that even under the Rabbanon level, only Shumen is also the Sichem, so we see. But any other Sichem, not Shemen, I mean not Shemen, I mean Shemen, but Shemen, but not Shemen is not even Osam and Rabbanon.
Taisa says clearly the Lashon of Osam and Rabbanon.
Yeah.
Before that, she wanted to say that Taisa is
Derisa.
Is it Derisa or...
Yeah, no, that... That is, no, there I said it's mashma, there is a deal that it's osam deraisa in regard to kippah, because in kippah there is a mitzvah vino, but here he talks not in kippah, so there it's only midrabon. That goes without saying, I mean, the tzichah kishia is only midrabon, but by Kippur, it might be also that I say, like Sholimui, we don't even have to resort to Sikha Kisiyah. Nirsa Sandal is not Kisiyah, the Chitzi is not Kisiyah, and Tzvir is also. So by in Kippur, it's Kash Alochet, but by other Isurim, so then there we have to resort to Alochet of Sikha Kisiyah. So this says, that's certainly the Rabbanon, but only the Gabi Shemen, not the Gabi things.
Shemen, by Shemen you mean olive oil?
Yeah.
Shemen.
not cotton seal. According to Rabbi Tam, the cotton seal is not tosher, but I mean, suppose you had lard, you know, lard. You shouldn't fat, lard fat, you know. So according to Rabbi Tam, it's muta bisich. Lard is muta bisich.
Not even from the... It's not called shami.
The goyen...
Because not sichin kishtiyah.
What?
It's all in the Rabbanon.
Yeah, the Rabbanon. What? The Rabbanon should be yourself. So Rabbi Tam says, even with the Rabbanon, only shemen, but not other things. But the goyen shiti is that every sichin, whether it's shemen or lachemen, anything, so is kishtiyah with the Rabbanon. In all this way. In all this way. Not right. According to the Goyen, unless you have the heter, let's say the soap that is made from chilev should not be used with the rabbanon according to the Goyen. Unless it's nifsumach leskelev, so that is the heter. I don't think that the soap of today, I mean, that is used here in this country, is made from chilev. I think it's in that. But years ago, I remember this soap was made from chile. I know my father had to get special kind of soap. Yeah. We didn't use.
It's not called Nifsal. It was Nifsal Lechiloschel.
Well, in those days, it probably was not. And then my father was machmir because the Shit Sorosh is that Nifsal Lechiloschel is Muta Banoe, but it's not Muta Bachile because it's Achile. The Rosh in Psochem is the Mele, and if Sikh is Kisiyas on the Mele, there is no heter of Nisumach Raskalas. But I don't think that was a Chumrah. I mean, he didn't pass it for anybody, I mean, but it was his own Chumrah. But I think today's salt is synthetic. I mean, it's not made from Chumrah.
But I remember, but from this text, you're saying there's a distinction between Yom Kippur, that it's the Yoraisa, that the Chum defined it, and if the Gabi Adi Yisroel, it's only Jabbar.
Because in Kippur, the other Inuim also, not only Sikha, Inu Sasando. So it's not on the basis of Sikha Kisiye, Inuim, you see. But by other Yisroel, it's only on the basis of Sikha Kisiye.
Yeah, but the Gemara is not a Yuma from... I mean, this Gemara of Sikhishi is talking about all Yisroel.
Yeah, the Mishnah says, Sikha bin Matipur is also...
Yeah,
it's... Afal Dav Shein Rayu, Dov Zich, Dov Shenema Vatom Yichamayim Bikirbe. So because of that Asmachte, the Chachomim Asat Sikha. But it's not Osa Mishasi. It's also like Kirz Asandol is also. You see, that was the reason as to why. So, how could have asked other in him also? The only answer, besides, I mean, of course, Hakurishi, it's of course. So the only answer, certainly, why did they pick him? And these women, so why did they pick alright, so Nino Sasando, pick him Sando, because Nino Sasando involves a lot of comfort. And Sikhe, so they were saying that the person that can mind the Kirby, so the male is a minu. If it's can mind the Kirby, so it's a minu. So that is the reason as to why the Chachamim asked it. And the Chachamim asked it. And once, as the Ramban says, once the Chachamim asked it, so it's also the rice, because the Torah was laser to the Chachamim. But it's not Osea because of Sikha Kisiyah. It's Osea because, and that is sure, and in Kippur, Rabbi Tam would be made that you're not allowed, let's say, to use perfume. And in Kippur, Rabbi Tam would be made. Why? But Rabbi Tam Shiti is that the Sikha Kisiyah, even on the Rabbon level, applies only to Shemen.
Right.
So that's what Rabbi Shor is doing. So it applies only to Shemen. Mashiach, King, and Kippur, so it's especially Isaiah of Chomishinuim. But why did the Chachomim, why did the Chachomim, or why does the Halacha say that abstention from Sikhis and Inu. Why the abstention? Because certain Sikhis is Kisie, so Mele, every Sikhis is one of the Inuim that were Amitsuri. But Ramatam wouldn't say that you are allowed and you keep her to anoint yourself with anything other than Shem. That Ramatam wouldn't say. So Teisa Shiti is that the drosha of the Chalwes Kochid Nei Yisroel is on Asmat. In other words, Midiraisa, it's not also for Izzah to be soch with Shem Shokom. Only the Rabban is us. But the Rambam is Chayuk. The Rambam says, Perkyut, Mihilches Trumes, Halocha Aleph, Halocha Beis, Zar Shokh, and Trumo Bishayei, Shalom Kerem Bechemesh. Hai Vizah, he eats Tumo Bishayge, so he has to pay Kerem Bechemesh. Afo Pishi Yedea Shei Tumo, Vishu Muzer Olero, Avo Yoda Im Chayev Lo Mise, so he's Chayev Kerem Bechemesh. Im Chayev Lo Mise, Im Lab, Harezu Shgogo Mishal Mikamachemish. Then Naloch Beis says, Echo the Eichel Dobo Shedarki Lechel, the Echo the Shei said Dobo Shedarki Lishnis, the Echo the Soch Dobo Shedarki Losech, Shenema Voli Echalu Eskochit Ne Yisroel, Li Rabi Isis Asoch. So the Rambam explicit in his Chilka Deisis. Kodim Deisis, not Chai Kamachemish, it's only his Rabo. And the Rambam says that if he's Zach, Shading would be soch Shemish or Tumo, so it's higher than the Hemish. So, in other words, it's just a Midrise. It's just a Midrise. Feel the Halukat in the soil, the rabbis are soft. The Echo the Echil, Tumoteiro, Itmeo, Bishgogo, Mishalim Kern the Hemish. Then the Hayek Bechemish, Achiechel Kazais, Shenema, Achiechel Kiddish Bishgogo, then Achil of Pusum Kazais. וכשאין שאכיל אסטרומו בקזייס, כך סיר בקזייס. Because you see, sometimes you find that one is not high for seer unless he drinks a release. But here, the Rambam says, if he drinks a kazayis, the release is tricky, is tricky, says he. So it's much larger. But here he says, that Kerem Bechemesh is Chayev even when he eats a kazayis. Why is it in some Yisrael? It's not our Indian, but I just want to mention it, Agabur. Why is it usually when it's an avera of Siye, so then only if he drinks a beast, but then here it's kazayis, the answer is, if the Torah Aser Siyeh B'Tirash Siyeh, then there is a Shion B'Tirash. But if the Torah Aser Zachilet, don't Aser Siyeh, but Siyeh B'Tirash Achilet, because the Torah says, by Maizah Sheini, V'Chalto, Maizah Gonchot T'Roish Chod Yitzorech. So in other words, V'Chalto is used in connection with Tirash, with wine. But it's not also B'Tirash Siyeh, it's also B'Tirash Siyeh. But Siye is the answer. So then the Shio is the Shio Achil. So the Shio is the Shio of Kazayis, not of Rebis. So that's why here he says, the Pidokshem Shachil Astruma Bekazayis, Kafsir Bekazayis. All right. But anyway, we see that the Rambam is Chelik and Bezis. Rambam said that this is the whole Tzitzit Rosh Hashanah. But the question is, the Tzitzit Rosh Hashanah, how is it that the Rambam mentions it only in connection with Karen Chaimish? Why doesn't he mention when he discusses the love that, no, when he discusses the love that his Tzar is not allowed to eat Humo, why doesn't he say that within that love is included Sikha, because Sikha is Sikha. Now let's see. Here in Perjud, Milchas Tumas Halacha Beis, he mentions that Sikha is Sikha in regard to Karen Chemish. So the Rambam mentions Sikha Kisir in regard to Karen Chemish. That's in Perjud. Halacha Beis. Perjud Halacha Beis. Halacha Beis, yes. But in Perjud, the Rambam discusses the research, the love, Izar eating tumo and the chiyuv mizvi shamay, so he should mention that if Izar is soch tumo, is chay malkes, and is chay shamay, there he doesn't mention at all. So he says that the Rambam says in Perek Vov, Milchus Tumas Halacha Vov, Halacha Hey first, Hazo also lechol tumes, shenema v'chol zol yechol keish. אפילו הוי או תשף קיין וסחירי, שנמה תשף קיין וסוחר ליחו קדש, וזה פסיק עם נמר. תשף זה סוחר אלו, סוחר זה סוחר שונים, ובדיברי הרי הוא תשף וסוחר. וכהנס איש הזו, הרי כי זהר שנמה וכל זהר בין הוא בנישתי. In other words, if he was given marriage to Israel, שיזה אסור הולך אותו. Then in Halacha Vov he says, Zor shochel tumo b'zoreinu, bein shoyo tomei, bein shoyo toyer, bein shochel tumo teiro, bein shochel tumeo, chayim nisim l'shamayim, shenema u'meisim b'yiki yichalulu, v'leiki al achiloso, v'imishalim b'ma shochel, sheniliki imshalim, v'imochal b'shgog o'meisim chemes, So the Rambam in Perek Yud Milchus Truma Halacha Beis, where he discusses the chiyuv of Karen Chemish, Shlichus Truma Bishlig, he mentioned that it applies to Socha as well. So the Rambam should be expected in Perek Vov Milchus Truma, where he discusses the love and the chiyuv of Yisrael Shemayim, that he should say that if somebody is Eichot Chomo, Sheis et Chomo, and Tzoch Chomo is Chayv Malkes, Yivra Lav, Chayv Malkes, Chayv Shemayim, doesn't mention. He mentions Eichot Chomo, Sheis et Chomo, but Tzoch Chomo he doesn't mention. So it is obvious, that's what I mean Rabbeinu says in Seder. So it is obvious that according to the Rambam, even though Sikha Kisiyeh, Gabi Tchumo, is a Nisa Daraisa, but there is no Malkes, there is no Nisa Shemayim, but it's also a Daraisa. If the Ketubim be also a Daraisa, it couldn't be Chaya Kehan Chemish. So the question is, what kind of a Nisa is it? Lada is Chodzor Echol Kedesh, doesn't apply to Sikha, because Sikha is not Sikha.
No, the Ram Perek Vav is only discussing where it's Malkes and
Chemish. That's why the Lab, he discussed the Lab, Malkes, Nisa Shemayim, he doesn't mention Sikha Kisiyeh. He only mentions Sikha Kisiyeh in the Yud Halacha Beis, where he discusses the Yud Karen Chemish. So it is obvious that the Rambam is really confused that there is a Droshim Mure. But if it's a Droshim Mure, there should be a lot of Malkes, there should be a Yud Shema. so it's mashma. There is no malchus. There's no mishmai. Why? The answer is because sikha is not mamish like sin. It's not mamish like sin. It's not mamish like sin. But it is osa midraise by zar shochel truma. Why? Because truma, there is a loche, the Rambam mentions in connection with trumas, that there is a loche of nit. One second. Dalef, Milchas Trumes, the Rambam says, Aloch Alef, the Rambam says, Hatrumo nitenes lachile unisie unisich, shasich yigisi. He
said, what
the Judalef, Milchas Trumes, Aloch Alef. So, he mentions sich yigisi in regard to carry the chimesh and in regard to meat, because by Trumo there is Aloch of meat, by Trumo there is Aloch of meat. By nice training, there is a lot of meaning. In other words, truma. One second.
What is it used for?
Nafshecho, so you kind of eat. So that means truma is nitenes. Is nitenes. It's aiming to be eaten. By Cain, of course, not by Zahas Vishal. But it's nitenes, my sashemi, is nitenes to be eaten by the buyer in Yerushalayim. So there is a locha of nit, that's a mitzvah. The nitin is descriptive of the manner in which the truma has to be eaten. Hatruma nitenes lachile unisie unisiche. She asiche yikisie. Shenema v'atovei chamayim v'kirbei u'chishemen v'atzmeisot v'asiye b'chol achile le'echel, so how is it written trumo? Le'echel domo shedarkelech. In other words, something that is naturally eaten, not wrong, so has to be eaten by the kayim. Has to be eaten. But let's say, and lishteis domo shedarkelech. What does the Rambam mean? Lechel davashidak lechel and lishteis davashidak lishteis. How could you drink? Let's see, could you drink anomi? Couldn't drink anomi. How could you eat wine? Couldn't. So the Rambam has to tell us. No, you could. Because there is a principle in silence that every substance can be turned into three forms. Gaseous, liquid, solid. So if you want, so how could you eat wine? Yes, you could eat wine. If you change the pressure, the temperature, so that the wine becomes solidified, you could eat it. And one second, how could you drink grapes? Very simple. I don't mean changing it into that squeezing out. I mean you don't without squeezing out. By changing the pressure, and the temperature, so you convert it into a liquid and then drink it. So, if a kid will take wine and he'll solidify it and then he'll eat it, he'll be mivatel and esterized. Because there is a locha of meat. Achille by kid is a mitzvah. It makes a brocha when a kid eats truma. It's an aveide. The Gemara says it's an aveide. So, what is an aveide? If it is eaten the way it's needed to be eaten. So, if he has, let's say, wine, so it's eaten in these days. Some male, I suppose, will solidify it and will edit and he'll eat it in a solid form. through being vatalness of the rice. And then he's arrested to me. Certainly being vatalness of the rice. Because he's in chuyev to eat it the way it's needed to be. And if he eats it not the way it's needed to be eaten, he's me vatalness of the rice. Mitzvah Kafadon says the same thing applies to Isaac. Since it's a mitzvah incumbent upon the kid to eat humor, to eat or to drink the way it's needed to be eaten, to be drunk. So if Isaac will eat or drink humor, then he'll be either an Isaras. He'll be either an Isaras. Now, so the Rambam mentions Hatruma nitenes lachile ulisie ulisiche sheasiche yikisie shenema vahtovi lichamayim bikirbe uchishemem beatzmeis. That's in Perik, I mean if I had Tilim here, that's in Perik Kuf Tessitim. So David HaMelech describes the riches of the Rishoyim in Israel, you know, who are trying to destroy the Jewish people, and then he mentions it all. As a matter of fact, there are two pshotim there. I'm involved in them, unfortunately. So, according to the Radak, so when David HaMelech says, in other words, that the Klole should overtake, so David is Mikarel to Rishoyim, that the Klole should overtake them. Overtake them and it should penetrate into their organism. Kash, kimayim b'kirbe yochishemem b'sveisa v'tove. So according to Radak Pshat, so David HaMelech is expressing the Klole upon the Rishoyim, I mean, who are trying to destroy the Jewish people. According to the Malbim and the Shifshin for her, she adopts the Malbim Pshat. So he said, no, because David HaMelech at the beginning of the period, he says, I wish I could have the Tilim, but there is no Tilim except on the counter where I sit. So there is a Yosh Marzel for Yikika, and there he has all of Tilim. Otherwise, I would have to take away the big Siddur. What?
The little things.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to look for it.
When do you get Malkus for eating Tuma?
If it's Zah, it's Tuma. He's high Malkus and he's high Bishbish.
Oh, both of them? Both?
Malkus
you get both of them?
Yeah.
That's only the Zorah.
The Zorah, of course. Malkus and Zorah, both of them. Thank you. I mean, I just want to point out why the Malbim explains it differently. And it's Muchach, why the Malbim Pshat. Kifi Rosho Ufi Mirmo Lai Posocho, Dibu Iti Rishen Shoka, Vidivresinos Vabuni Vailochamuni Chinom, Tachas Havosi Mistonuni Vanitvila. So, Chazal say that he means because the Jews are makrifs, shivim porim for the Miseilam, and among the Miseilam we have seen Yisrael too, and still, what do they do? Instead of appreciating him, they hate us more. Tachas avosim istonuni vanisilam, vayosimo lairo tachas tebo, visino tachas avosim, half kingdom of Rosho visotin yamid alimine, bishofti yitzirosho. Ustirose diel hato, you young of miatim kudosi ikahahe, you one of his same in the Ishke almono, Vinea yonu one of his shiel of the dorsum horse, Inakish nation holashale be rezuzon yigie, Al yiloi mushehoset val yehemin yisemon, Yahrisila achris, בדיר אחר לימח שמו. יזוכר רבי נביא סוף על עד השם, וחתס אימי על תימו. That's one place where the expression yimach shmo is mentioned in Tehillim. It's another place. Yizokher Rabbi Nabi Sof al Adishem b'chatasimi al timoch. Yiu neged Adishem tomi b'yachris me'ar etzilchon. Yana shal yizokher asis chosei v'yirde fishoni b'evye v'nichilivo v'meitzis v'yav klolo v'atibeyu b'lichopitz b'brocho v'atirchak ממנו. ויהיו באשכולו כמדי, והטובי חמיים בקיר בי, וחשנן וחשנן בעצמי סוף. תילי כבגד יתה, ומזכתו מדיאל גרעו. זה יספול עשי פנאי, מאיס אבישם מבדי במרוע נפשי. ויאתו, אלקים אבישם, עשייתי למען שמחו, כי תבחז לך אצלנו. קורני ואבין עונכי ובחור בקירבי, כי צל קמתי סנלחתי מנערתי כערבי, ביר קייגושלו מצל ופסור מכוח השמשמן, ואני עוד יסיכר פה להם, ירוני ימי ומרשם, עוזרני עד השם לכל ישעיני כחזדכו, וידו כי עוד חוזה יסעת על השם עסיסו, יקרו להימו ואתו סיבורך, קומו ועליבישו ואף בכל נסמו, יהיו מישהו סייטלי קלימו ויעתו חמים, קמיו בושטון, עד אלי שמעיד בפיו שכרה במעורנו, כי יעמיד לי באבייהם להישיר אנשים. So the Radak explains the whole capital, the whole period, that in other words, at first, Dovid HaMelech, he talks about the Israelim, the same Israel. So at first he says, Tachas ha'abosi yistenuni vanitfil. So it seems that Dovid HaMelech was not vindictive towards the Israelim, even the same Israel. He says, Tachas Hadosi is the Nuni Vani Tfilo. And so Chazal, the Medrash, explains it. What Nuni Vani Tfilo? I am Akriv, 70 Purim, for the Shlemumis. And they should reciprocate and love me and be nice to me. So Tachas Hadosi is the Nuni. But I continue being mispowered for their wealth. So how does it appear that the Dovid HaMelech, of course, is Yom HaKiddush, but that he's vindictive? It's not vindictive. He says, Tachas Avosi is the Nuni Van Tfilo. So how vindictive is he? On the contrary, he keeps on praying for them, in spite of their sin. Vayosimu Lairo Tachas Tevo Vesimu Tachas Avosi. Then, according to the Malbim Pshat, so with Posik 4, Dovid HaMelech begins his clothes, to shower his clothes upon the Umis Eilam, the same Israel. Hafkidol of Rosho, the Sokhiyam, Al-Munei, Bishop, the Yitz Rosho, Ustilosi Tilechato. It doesn't seem to harmonize with the first Sukhi. Tachas Havosi is the Nuni Vanit Filo, so it means from this psukim it appears that David is motivated by love, even towards the same Israel. But then he starts showering clothes at him. I mean, al yirli mi shechesed val yirchim li seimo yach bisi lehachiz b'derachim machshmo. So there seems to be a dichotomy in the psukim of that period, according to the Rabbah's Pshat. So the Maori says, no, the Pshat is different. I mean, Pshat is different. He says, all these psukim that are expressive of clawless are not expressive of the clawless that Dovid HaMelech is expressing towards the Mizrilom, but he's just describing the clawless that the Umiseilom are showering upon Yisrael. This is, in other words, it's not, according to the Radak, all these psukim of clawless are expressive of David's clawless against the same Yisrael. According to the Malbim's Pshat, and Rav Shimshon von Hirsch accepts that Pshat of the Malbim. So he says, all these psukim that are expressive of Wallis are only expressive of the Klolis, that the Sinai Yisrael are showering upon the Jews. He says, in other words, they say, Hafkido of Russia. And the Maul points out, and when they express Klolis against the Jewish people, they use God's name too. And they pray to God. They turn, they address themselves to the Rabbeinu Shalom, they tell the Rabbeinu Shalom, Hafkido of Russia, Visoti Yamed Alimine, this is what the Catholic Church has done throughout the generations. They have been appealing to God that God should shower his qualis upon the Jewish people. So, Bishofte Yitzirosho, Utrilosity El Hato, you Yom of Miatim, Kudosi Kachachaya, you one of the same in Rishi Almono, not as the Radak explains it, that David HaMelech is praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should make the children of the same Yisrael the same. But David HaMelech is mentioning the wishes and the clawless of the Unisailam. They constantly keep on praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is exactly what the church has been doing throughout the generations. You want to be saying in the Ishti Almano, and as a matter of fact, now they eliminated some of the prayers, but they used in the prayers of the Christians, so they used to say that the Jewish people should be cursed until they'll accept the Eisesh. They used to say it every day. Now, so they eliminated it. According to the Maalvin Pshat, so all these psukim of klolis are expressive of the klolis that the David attributes to the Mishaelon, that they shower it upon the Jewish people. So then at the end he says, So according to Radak, all the psukim of Klolis, from posik vov to posik yutes inclusive, are expressive of the Klolis that David HaMelech is showering upon the Mishaelon. So, but according to the Malbim and the Pshishim for Hirsch, David is only mentioning their Klolis. And then he says in Pasuk Chof, Zeis pula seitnei meis adishem vadim roa nafshe kontra dak. It's very strange. Zeis pula seitnei meis adishem. In other words, he mentioned his clawless against the Mishaelon. Why does he say Zeis pula seitnei meis adishem vadim roa nafshe? So it's mashi, like a shot. It's a pellet that the Radak explains it differently. Yeah, I don't know, why the Artscroll says, the Artscroll does mention, the Malbim's Pshat, and I really don't hear it. I brought his sandwich. Oh, I thank you very much. So, I brought his sandwich with me, but anyway.
What does that mean, those
books? One second. This is the scope of their activities, of my enemies. So that indicates, like the Malbim Pshat, the Artscroll mentions that the Malbim of Shishro for Hirsch explained it differently. But they mention it only as, and as a Shitas Yochid. But the fact is that the Radak's Pshat is the real Pshat, and the Radak's Pshat is very difficult. The Malbim Pshat is the real pshat. It's mashma from the psukim. Apart from the fact that according to Radak, there is a certain disharmony, dichotomy. At the beginning of the peric, David HaMelech talks that he's motivated by love towards them. Tachas Havotzit, and then he starts showering clawless upon them. And then at the end, he again doesn't mention any clawless. all these says to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Ozreini Yad Yishem Alekoi, Hoysheini Chazdech, V'yidu Kiyot Chozois, Ato Yad Yishem Asiso, Yikalu Heimo, V'yate Sivom. He's not cursing anybody. He's only asking the Rebbeinu Shalom, let them curse, but you should bless us. But I care that they curse us. He doesn't seem consistent.
Yikalu Heimo means he's cursing them.
All right, okay. Anyway, it doesn't seem consistent. It's not my job now to explain it. I just mention it because I think what Ravon says is especially true according to the Maoris Pshat. As a matter of fact, Esmachte also has that basis. But Esmachte is not just Esmachte. Esmachte also has a basis, has a meaning. So, Tetzis says, Hashem and Yisrael is an asmach. From the Rambam we see, so the law turns out, it's not an asmach. If it'd been an asmach, the Rambam would mention this possible. Vatove, kishem and bekirve, vatove, kimayim bekirve, Hashem and Yisrael, the Rambam never mentions the Roshes. This Rosh he mentions. If the Rambam should have been like this, this an asmach, so it's kawachina, he doesn't mention real drashes. All of a sudden, he mentions an asmach. The Eretz is, the Rambam Shite is, it's not an asmach. But what does this pasuk say? This pasuk says, but this pasuk says, in respect to the klolim, that when the Zeilam sing Yisrael shower upon the Jewish people, so when they address the Rebbeinu Shalom, so these same Yisrael say to the Rabbeinu Shalom that the Rabbeinu Shalom should curse the Jews and that the Klole he should bestow Klole upon them, and that Klole that the Rabbeinu Shalom will bestow upon the Jewish people, that's what the Yisrael say. So should be let them be clothed in a curse. That's what the Nisayon say when they address themselves to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That let them be clothed, let the Jewish people be clothed in the curse, and let the curse penetrate into their internals like water and like shemen in their bones. So that the Gemara learns out the Sichus Kisir. In other words, since David HaMelech put in the mouth of the same Yisrael this Kole V'atovi Chamayim B'kir B'vech Hashem B'atzvi Yisrael, that means that as far as the Heftin is concerned, that's what the Bible says, as far as the Heftin is concerned, so Sichus is not, Maise Sichus is not Maizach. It's not my Siyah. There is a difference between the aloha of Siyah Bechoachile and Tzichah Kisiyah. Siyah Bechoachile means that my Siyah is synonymous with my Siyah. It doesn't make any difference. With drinking and eating, that's how Kedin is the same mice. The same mice. But the my Siyah is my Siyah. It's not like my Siyah. But as far as the consumption, in the heft is concerned, when you drink water, so the water is being drawn and it's swallowed into your internals. So when you are soch, so then in the heft, in the result, is the same thing. In other words, some mele gabitrumo, sins gabitrumo, there is aloch of nitin, as the Rambam says, hatrumo nitenes lachilu lisiye ulisich sheasiche likisiye shenema batov yichamayim likir v'chashem eseisav. So trumo is nitin to be consumed in certain ways. To be consumed. It's not a question of a mitzvah of eating trumo, of drinking trumo. There is no mitzvah of eating trumo and drinking. The mitzvah is in the chepze that the dovor shedar kil yochel should be consumed flacher. Dobar she darke lishteis should be consumed through sin. Dobar she darke losseich, like shemen, should be consumed for sich. So it's, so sichaki sin means in the consumption, in the hefze, that when the hefze is nisech, al gabe aguf, so it means it is just as if the hefze had been drunk. But, and that we learn out, from the posik, but vatove kamayim b'kirbe yochashenon basmeisot. So there is an analogy between the consumption of mayim when it is swallowed and it is consumed by the stomach, and mayim b'kirbe and the consumption of shemen when it's anointed upon the roof. So the result is the same. The result of drinking is analogous to the result of sikh in the hefze, in the consumption. And since, so watch out. So, it has no shaykhas to kol yisroel shabateo. Because kol yisroel shabateo, in the aloche bin, that maise sikh is identical with maise sikh. So naturally, we wouldn't be allowed with the raise to soch chilev, to soch chazer, and so on. Because maise sikh is one maise. But there is no aloche that sikh is the whole sikh. So he says, sikh, maise sikh is maise sikh, maise sikh is maise sikh. It's two different maise. It's not like sikh b'chachile. Sikh b'chachile implies that the maise sikh out of being is a maise achile. Same thing, and it is the same thing. If you ask any doctor, so he'll tell you that Maisa Achille is like Maisa Si, except Si is in fluids and Achille is in solids. But it's the same thing. That's the aloha of Si of Achille. But Sicha Ki Si is not in the Maisa Sicha is like Maisa. Maisa Sicha is like Maisa Si. No, it's not. Maisa Sicha is Maisa Sicha. And when the Torah asks, Achille, or see, let's say, Trifen, Velech, the Vatome, and no time. So, only Achille sees also. But Sikha is not the Maisa Achille, it's not the Maisa see. But in the consumption, in the Hefze, when Shemen is consumed through Sikha, so there is an analogy. And that is the use from the passage in theory. Even though that passage refers to the Roshe, I mean, it's all right according to the Rabbas Shatu, but anyway, whether it's the Klole of David against the Sinai Yisrael, or the Klole of the Sinai Yisrael against the Jewish people, but David put it in the mouth of the Sinai Yisrael, that, and he put it in the Ruach HaKodesh, he put it in their mouth. So mainly it's a riot that there is an analogy in the Hefze between the consumption of Siye and the consumption of Sikh. When Mayim is consumed through Siye, it is the same thing as Shemen is consumed through Sikh. So mainly by Trumo, where there is Aloche, by Truma, where there is a locha of nitl, there is a mitzvah that it has to be nitl, it has to be consumed the way it is nitl to be consumed. It's not a question of maisachile, it's nitl to be eaten for maisachile. Now, dobo sheidargileche, so the derech is to be consumed for achile, so then the mitzvah is to have it consumed for Achille. So the derech is to have it consumed. To have it consumed for Siye. So the mitzvah is to have it consumed for Siye. Where the derech is to have it consumed for Siye. erkennen, some mere the meats there, incumbent upon the Kenyans, to have it consumed, to have the heftze, to have the heftze consumed, fusir, some mere, and if there is, so that assay of having it consumed by the care, in the way it is needing to be consumed, implies a miser, I say, that the Tsar is not allowed to have it consumed the way it's supposed to be consumed by a care, because it's needing to be consumed as the Aveda by the care. It's needing to be consumed in a certain way, and if the Tsar does it that way, he's either a miser, I say, Mimele, so he's high kind of Hemish, because it's a miser, I say, but it's only a miser, I say, because if the love, in order to come with the love, so there has to be a Maitzach, a Maitzach, and Sikha is, it does not constitute a Maitzach, that's why, so the Rabbi says, that's why the Gemara mentions the Pesukim Tehillim. Why does the Gemara mention the Pesukim Tehillim? To point out that this halacha, the Rabbi's Sasoch, is not a ribu in to that tells us that Maise Sikha is Maise Sikha. No, it's only a ribu to tell us that in the Heftze, the consumption of Sikha through Sikha is like a consumption for Sikha. So Mele, it's also for his heart to do it. And it's a mitzvah for a king to do it after that way through Sikha. And Mele, since it's also for his heart to do it, so Mele is he's Mechalot Trumo, so he's Chayiv Kern Chimish. Because the Chayiv Kern Chimish is based upon the fact that he abuses the Trumo. Lichalot, what does it mean Lichalot? They shall not abuse the Trumo. So how does his Tsar abuse the Trumo? If he does it, if he consumes it, the way a Kayan is Mechayiv to consume it. So then he abuses the Truma.
What's the difference if the Kol Yotze of the Truma is to be absorbed in the body like Siyah? Yeah. The Nitan Truma is Pshat that you use it in the Derech that it's to be used.
Yeah.
And there's your Mekayim Mitzvah Saseh. So what's the difference if it's... let's say that the Shemin would be that it doesn't get consumed. It stays on the Adithus. The metamorphosis gets into the
cup.
Let's say it just stays on top of the mat. But that's the derech. The mele, there's an isra to say.
I'll explain.
Nothing to do with the... The chila mish chalashi is kind of chara maizah yuk chalashi. But it's an isra to say, because that's the derech. So what do you need the pasuk to tell me for?
I'm going to say that. For example, if the halacha be, there has to be maizah, maizah, the mitzvah be, to have a maizah, then he would have to drink Yain Shal Truma with the Achilas Pras. Nor have Tzil. But since the mitzvah is not that he should eat it, Truma, he should drink Truma, it's needing to be absorbed and to be consumed the way it is naturally consumed, the way it's naturally absorbed. So it doesn't make any difference where he drinks Yain Shal Truma to the Achilas Pras, or he drinks it little by little in the course of the whole day, in the course of 10 hours or 24 hours, as long as in the end it is absorbed and consumed the way it's natural to have it absorbed and consumed. So it kind of needs it. So because if it had been a mitzvah of my sacher in Truma, then it would have to be eaten to the Achilas Pras.
So the Kerem B'chaymish is, even if it's not the Achilas Pras, how about the Issa Koris?
Issa Koris?
We'd have to be the Achilas Pras.
Of course!
That's what I'm saying. Right.
Oh, don't do that, only the Issa Davari Yachil.
Yeah, Yachil, that's right.
Yeah.
It's not so would only be
to the whole Issa Davari Yachil.
Davari Yachil. The Bishalevi says...
And there's a good Achilas Pras only by Issa Koris.
Of course! I only saw him on the Achilas Pras.
The Bishalevi...
And the Nachmirim Aloch is the Gabi Achilas Pras.
The Bishalevi says something similar in regard to the mitzvah of feeding kochi. So they, and that is in line with what Ravon says. So he says there is a difference, let's say, between the mitzvah, let's say, of achilas matzah, or of achilas matzah, or achilas konfesach. So there is a mitzvah of achilas. So he has to eat it, the achilas pras. And the mitzvah of eating kochi, achilas kochi is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. So of the chupa asher ochlu, so it's a mitzvah deraisa. So the Salami says there the mitzvah is not the maizach, but the mitzvah consists in the fact that the kochim is eaten. And it is similar to what Salami says, because Salami says it's halacha of eating. And where is the halacha of eating? By Tumor there is halacha of eating. And by Maisa Sheni Yerushalayim, it's also halacha of eating. So by Maisa Sheni Yerushalayim, also the mitzvah is not a maizach. Maisa Sheni, you would think, Hashatava Nafshecho, Baboso, Hashatavshecho, so the mitzvah does not consist in the maizach. Suppose he'll, with the moist Maisa Sheni, he'll buy Baboso and read it, but slowly, not by the Achilas Pras, but also by the Kaya Mitzvah. Because there the mitzvah is not the maizach. The mitzvah is to eat it the way it is needed to be. And by Truma also, the mitzvah by the Kaya is to eat it the way it's absorbed, naturally, usually. So the mitzvah consists in being necha, in being nishte. So since the mitzvah is in being nishte, so siche, the result of siche is like the result of siye. That's the pasuk. Vatovei chamayim bikir beyoch Hashem b'zmisa. But in the maaseh, different maaseh. It's not in the tradition of the Rambam, but after all the tradition of the Rambam, there are a number of tshuvos.
The best line says about kashrut also that the mitzvah is the same as meat.
Big. But Ravon is Kveit Gene, I don't know who it is. I had a suspicion that it was written to Rabbi Chatzal Abramsky, but I'm not sure. That's my suspicion, that it was written to Rabbi Chatzal Abramsky. That letter, it's Dafan Chesem Beis, the Jewish, the end of the Sefer. It's not in the tradition of the Rambam. So Kveit Gene is so, Gamani Omarti Mashi Kosat Kveit Gene. My guess is that he doesn't mention a name, but it's written to the past problems. And then there's another tshuva, it's also
cursed. So when I get Yom Kippur is the Maisa, but it's just a little...
Yeah,
it's the Maisa.
You see, because in Kippur, wise meals are some Moser, and the Amin, and the Chitzoser, and Tzichoser, because it's an Inu. So Inu depends not on the Maisa, but rather on the result.
And the result. So, and the Benatam that he speaks about, all the Yisurim, like Shumash Shalchazir, is what then? Why is that?
It is altogether different. I mean, Ravon says it in the Rambam, but he doesn't say it in the Rambam. Shita is altogether different. But, I think, according to all the Shem, Inu does not depend. Inu does not depend upon the mindset, but rather on the result, on the fact that the Shemen is being Nisach. And Inu, let's say, near a Sandal. So it's not, the Nisach does not consist in three branches, but the Nisach consists in the fact that I have shoes on my feet. Not the mindset of wearing shoes. The fact, it's not like the Nisach of Levisha Shabbos. The Nisach of Levisha Shabbos, so the Nisach is a Nisach who begged so it's not the Issa does not consist in wearing shoes, in putting on shoes. The Issa consists in the fact that the feet are shielded by the shoes. It's in the result. That's why it's in it. Alright, anyway. כפי שאני נורא, I couldn't speak. And the Yehud was looking for the Chidush HaGnis, but he couldn't find it yesterday. He was looking for it. It's a very good piece. It's very good. It's Dach Ein Chesam Beis, in the Rebbe's Nachman. I think that it was written to Rav Chaim Vorkman. I think so. Why do I think so? Because this is a certain story from the Ruch of Garelli, from the Shalom Moit story. So I had the impression that it was written to the Paschal Prophet. All right. Now. My Isha B'Isha. The Gemara says, Amam Darshinon Isha B'Isha. My Isha B'Isha. Itam Isha Nuyalo Isha. Tinei Kes Basri Mechon Levido Minayim. Now, we have to look into the Tzuki. In general, in this Kuslim, we have to have a Chumash before us. Otherwise, we will have difficulties. As a matter of fact, it would be good to know the Tzuki by heart in order to understand the Rishenim in Bnei Tzuki. This is reference to the pasuk Yutes in Vayikra Tesvov in Mitzrayim. Pasuk, I mean Vayikra Tesvov, pasuk Yutes. The Isha Pisi Ezovo, Dom Yie Zevo Bipsoho, Shivas Yom Tiyo Vimidoso, Vicholani Geabo Yitma Adorav. So why you don't have to say Beisha, you don't have to say Isha Pisi Ezovo. So, the Vov is apparently superfluous. So, it's more something. So, this is my Isha, Isha, Bitani, Isha. The Torah could have said, Vei Isha, Kisi, Ezovo. Why did it say, Vei Isha? Only a Isha, to make his basimecho in Nidam Nayim, Talmud Lema Veish. That's the purpose of the extra vote. Alma Kimar Beko Basimecho Ma. Verimim Isha, only a Isha. Now, this is reference that to prosecute Ches. So the first Rosh is reference to prosecute Tes. Isha Kisi is over Dom Yer Zeyvon Psoh. This has reference to prosecute Ches. What does prosecute Ches say? The Isha Asher Yishkat Ish Uiso Shich Vazora Birochatsu Vamayim Bitomo Adoer. So again, why do the Torah have to say the Isha Asher Yishkat Ish Uiso Shich Vazora? The Torah could have said Isha Asher Yishkat Ish Uiso Shich Vazora Birochatsu Vamayim Bitomo Adoer. Isha, only a Ish, a grown up woman, as a Ish catches a Sheikh Mazar. So then she's done. But Tenekes Basgim Shonli Mechot, the Birnai, that the same thing applies to a Tenekes Basgim Shonli Mechot, it's also plain. Tamulema Veish. So the Kashi is, how is it? We have in both psukim we have an extra vav. So from the extra vav in prosecutes we are marbe mitnekes yimechot, and from the extra vav in prosecutes we are marbe only mitnekes. Basgimul shon. Why? So the Gemara says, "Amarove hilchasimi zaloch lemishmisina." That the Vazgimu Shonon Yimechot is Biosi Bie. So Mele Vasmichu Rabbon Makroi, So in other words, he chov heilochas doesn't mean that both halachas are halacha mishmas sinai. One halacha is mamish deduced from the extra vav, and the other halacha is halacha mishmas sinai. So which one is deduced from the pasuk, and which one is grounded in halacha mishmas sinai? He chov heilochas. Ile me basi mechot yuchese bashol shon yu mechot kor. So what's the score in being marble from the extra vov dafke bas gimu shon yu mechot kos tomeks it it says vei and the vei is marble something but mechot he say gimu shon yu mechot so it is reasonable to assume it's marble yu mechot so, but that's the youngest age, I mean, it couldn't be less than that. Yimecho doesn't even mean Yimecho. Yimecho means 1 second, the moment he's born. But what's foreign is there. The Nevov Yisela is Marve Dafke Gimu Shami. There's the possible mention in Shami. So, cause from it, Elo Baz Gimu Shami Yimecho Hilchas Baz Yimecho Tko. In other words, insofar as the Droshe in Positutes is concerned, so that is based upon the Posit. Without recourse to Allah, but insofar as Positutes is concerned, so that's Allah, that if somebody is Baal Yisho, who is Paskimu Shamim Mechot, so she is Tmeyo, because we also be there some Mele, she is Tmeyo, Tuma Sheikh Bazar. So, so since it's a lot of Mishmishina, that if somebody is born today, he's going to show me the other. So, she's male to Mishmish Mazera, so male, they're both male to Mishmish Mazera. So, what is the purpose of the extra form? So, I know that a lot anyway. So, Umachad Hilchase Kolamoli, we mutate Ishmeyede. What does Ish Meida mean? What does Ish Meida mean? So Rashi explains that the Maskona Gemara, that means that if somebody will have a Shechazera that is red, that is bloody, now this can happen if a person, Rahman al Islam, has cancer in the Gemara.
Guarantee what?
Cancer when he came on healing, if he has a cancer gambling, this does not happen among the Jews. There is no, not even a single case of cancer in Gimamila. But I was told lately there are cancers among Jews in the Gimamila. But you know to whom it happens? To Russian Jews. So in other words, some male he says